Welcome to the Header Joist Basic Training Tape number 1 for JAWS version 2.3. Side 1, Table of Contents follows. This tape is tone indexed. Section 1, Introduction, Help Mode, the Insert Key, a special JAWS key, the Numbers Row, and the Numeric Pad Keys, Cursor Position Key, the Say Character Key, Prior, Next Character Key, Prior, Next Line, Explanation of the Cursor, Home and Page Up and Page Down, the PC Cursor, and the JAWS cursor. Side 1, Section 2. Typing with the letter keys, the backspace key, the backslash key, typing a file to the screen, reading the screen with JAWS or PC cursor, the special JAWS key, the insert on the numeric pad, the say word key, say prior or next word, say current line. Basic training tape number 1, Side 2, Section 1. More about say line, explaining the JAWS cursor, moving it around the screen, home, end, page up, page down, the PC cursor, and how it moves. Side 2, Section 2, phonetic spell mode. Side 2, Section 3, spell word mode, determining upper or lower case. Side 2, Section 4, determining the color of a character, the say all function, reading the entire screen, stopping on the last word spoken. Side 2, Section 5. Operating the JAWS menus. Invoking the menus. Visual description of the menu screen. Reading the highlighted choice. Reading the helpline. Moving right or left. Moving up or down in the menu. Picturing the screen in your mind. Roaming through the main menu. Exiting the menu. Selecting a choice. Using the letter keys to select a menu item. Determining which letter to use. The global voice menu. Changing the voice rate. Side 2, Section 6. Different keyboard layouts.
Hello and welcome to a Henter Joyce training session. My name's Ted Henter, and today I've got JAWS version 2.3 in front of me on an NEC PowerMate portable computer, which is not important, and the desktop PC synthesizer. And this is the basic training tape. And for people,
enter, C colon, backslash JAWS greater.
I just hit the enter key. For people that have never used JAWS before, may not be real familiar with a computer. For you experienced people, this is not the tape you want, because it's gonna go a little bit slower than you may want to. But I hope that for the person who's just getting into computers and has just gotten JAWS, this tape will be geared just right to get a person real familiar with the keyboard and some of the basic functions of JAWS, where the keys are on the computer, where the JAWS functions are, things like that. Now, this is also for a desktop computer. If you ran through the installation tape, you notice that there's a choice for desktop or Toshiba or laptop, Toshiba slash laptop. Desktop meaning we have a numeric keypad, which makes JAWS much easier to use because it really is geared around that concept. We do have a different keyboard layout for the Toshibas and a different training tape for them. Toshibas and other laptops that do not have a numeric pad.
Okay,
I'd like to start out with the help mode, because that helps you to find out where the keys are on the keyboard, and it maybe tells you a little more about each key. So, to turn help mode on, you have to do an insert 1. Well, an insert key, you may not know where that is, so if you feel on the right side of your keyboard, you'll feel the numeric pad, and just below the numeric pad, well, in the bottom row of the numeric pad, there's two, maybe three keys. The one on the left, the bottom left corner of the numeric pad, is the insert key. Press that and it won't say anything. JAWS changes that from an insert key to kind of a JAWS special key, because it modifies the functions of other keys. Now, to the right of the insert,
row 8, column 9, PC,
is the locator key. Press that and it gives you the row and column position of the cursor. So if you hold down that insert key with your right thumb or anything you want to hold down with, really, then we want to find the 1 on the numbers row. Now on your keyboard you've got two 1s. You've got the 1 on the numbers row and the 1 on the numeric pad. Well, I'll try to differentiate by saying numbers row and numeric pad or numpad to let you know. So that's something to be aware of. The 1 on the numbers row is the one we're after now. So if you know how to type, you know where that is. Or if you don't, you can feel up at the top left corner of your keyboard. You'll usually find one key sticking out by itself. That's the escape key. And a row of keys across the top, if you have a one-on-one type keyboard, function keys across the top. So the second row from the top is usually going to be your numbers row. So you go to the left end of that, and usually the one is not the far left. Usually it's one in from there, but not always. See, keyboards vary so much, it's not possible to say exactly where it's going to be on your keyboard. But it doesn't hurt. Why don't we just keep that insert key down and hit any old key?
Grave.
Grave, that's for the grave accent. That's not it. So I'll go one to the right of that. That's the one on the far left of the numbers row that I'm on my keyboard. So one to the right of that.
Help mode on.
There we go, that's the one. And that's the one I was looking for. So it's help mode on. If I hit it again,
help mode off.
It says help mode off. It toggles. And that's a phrase I'll use frequently, toggle. You toggle from on to off, or if you're already off, it toggles from off to on. Toggling just changes from on to off or off to on. So I got the insert key down and hit the number one on the numbers row.
Help mode on.
And it says help mode on. And that's what I want. And you may have heard me let up on the insert key. That's all right. If I hit it again, it's still silent. I kind of expected to say something then. Now, if I hit the key to the right of the insert key,
position of active cursor, JAWS, PC.
That's position of active cursor, JAWS, PC. And that's the key that used to give us the row and column numbers. Well, when help mode is on, the function of that key does not get performed. Instead, it tells us what its function is, or what it's going to do, or what its name is. Likewise, the A, B, C, D, F, G.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
On the letter keys, I'm hitting them, they're saying what they are, but they're not actually appearing up on the screen. That's because we're in help mode. That's what it's for. It's for to help you find the keys on the keyboard, get used to where they are and their functions, without actually performing or doing anything to your computer. So let's go back to the numeric pad. I'm going to start out with the numeric pad keys, because that's where most of the JAWS reading features are. So we covered the bottom row, insert, and
position of active cursor, JAWS, PC.
Position of active cursor, JAWS, PC. And there may be another key on the bottom row there, and that would usually be the enter key.
Enter. Enter.
So you got two enters also. You got the one which is to the right of the apostrophe.
Apostrophe. Enter.
And you've got the one that's on the bottom right corner of your numeric pad, usually. Now, the keyboard I have in front of me actually doesn't have that. And I know a lot of other ones don't, but a lot of one-on-one key keyboards do have the enter key on the bottom right corner of the numeric pad. Okay, so on the numeric pad, let's not start at the bottom. Let's start in the middle. If you find with your index finger, you can feel the keys in the middle row, and you'll find a dot or an indent or some sort of tactile indication, usually, on the number 5 key on the numeric pad. And that's what I'm pressing right now.
Say or phonetically say the current character.
That's the key we want to start with. That's like the center point. That's where you can kind of position yourself to find locations of other keys. So that 5 is really...
Say or phonetically say the current character.
Say or phonetically say the current character. We call that also say character or say char. That says the character that the cursor is on, which is a very important feature. What we're dealing with here is a screen reader. We want to read the screen. And so with this key, we can read it a character at a time. Of course, this one only reads the character that we're on. It doesn't move. So the next thing we'll want to do is to move. So if you go just one key to the right of that, which is the 6 on the numeric pad, that's also the right arrow. Press that.
Move to and say the next character.
Move to and say the next character. So it'll move to the right and then say the character that it moves to. So we can read through the whole screen or whole document a character at a time that way. And if you didn't hear it the first time, you can go back to number 5.
Say or phonetically say the current character.
And say the current character. Now we might want to back up, so obviously that's to the left. And so from the 5, you move to the left one, and that's the 4 on the numeric pad, which is also the left arrow. The tops of the keys usually are marked with the numbers and arrows, left arrow, right arrow, up arrow, down arrow, things like that. Other symbols, because a numeric pad doubles as a numeric pad and a cursor pad. So when numlock is on, you get numbers. And when numlock is off, you get cursor functions. Up arrow, down arrow, left arrow, right arrow, home, end, page up, page down, and insert. See, the insert key is also the zero key. I forgot to mention that. It's also the zero key. So the numeric pad doubles as a cursor pad. And when JAWS is loaded, we call it a speech pad because it is used for speaking, for reading around on the screen and making JAWS speak. So we have these four keys in the middle row here. The 5 says the character you're on. The 1 to the right of that, the 6 or right arrow, moves to the right and says the character that it moves to. And the 1 to the left of the 5 is the 4, and that moves to the left one character and says that character. So that'll get us to the right and to the left. Now we also want to go up and down, of course. So just below the 5 is the 2. Now, don't let me confuse you there. The numeric pad is laid out like a calculator, not like a telephone. So the high numbers are at the top or away from you, the low numbers are at the bottom or towards you. Just the opposite of a telephone keypad. So below the 5 is the 2, which is also the down arrow. If you press that,
and say the next line.
Move to and say the next line. That'll move the cursor down one line and say it. Or say the whole line. That is if the cursor can move. Sometimes it can't move, in which case you'll hear a beep and then it'll just read the line that it is on. Cursor. In case you're not familiar with that phrase, that term, it's really just, in most cases, a little flashing underline symbol on the screen, kind of a pointer. Although it's not shaped like an arrow, usually it's just a line that sits under the character and it flashes, meaning it comes on and off. It appears and it disappears. And visually, that attracts your eye to that part of the screen and actually that character on the screen. So if my cursor is on an A, for example, and I press delete, it's going to delete that character, the A. So it's just the computer's way of showing you where the computer is pointing to or what it's thinking about. And now visually it's this flashing little line. Audibly, JAWS tracks the cursor or sticks to the cursor. And then there's ways, most of the time it does, there are times when it doesn't, and that's some of the more advanced features. Okay, so we've got the down arrow, which is the 2, just below the 5. Remember, you can always get back to the 5 by the tactile little dot or indent, or it might be dished out a little more than the other keys. I hope your keyboard's like that. If not, you might consider putting a little dot on there, gluing on a braille symbol, possibly. Or mixing up a little bit of epoxy and dropping a little dot of epoxy on there. So, and then letting it harden, of course, before you put your finger on it. Okay, so that's the, it's important to have a few tactile clues on your keyboard. Okay, now above the 5, logically, is the up arrow. That's the 8. That's the up arrow.
Move to and say the prior line.
Move to and say the prior line. Now with JAWS, we'll use terms like next and previous or prior to next being to the right or down and previous being to the left or up. Okay, so that's the four arrow keys on the numeric pad. Now your keyboard may have other arrow keys on it. Most 101 keyboards do. 101 key keyboards do. But that's not important. We like to concentrate on the numeric pad for now. And that's where JAWS does most of its reading, and it's really convenient because you get about a dozen keys right there, all within reach of one hand. And like I said, we use that insert key at the bottom left corner as a special JAWS key. So I'll show you how that works in a minute. above the 5 and to the left is the 7 key, which is actually just above the 4. And it is home.
Home.
H-O-M-E. Home. That means go to the home position, or that's the concept at least. Doesn't always do that. Below the 4, which is below, also below the 5 and to the left, or below the 4, is the end key, E-N-D.
End.
And that many times is used to go the end of the line. And it has other functions as well, depending on the program you're using. To the right and above the 5, which is really just above the 6.
Page up.
Page up. And below the 6.
Page down.
Page down. And amazingly enough, sometimes those are actually used to go to the up a page and down a page. Most of the time they're not, because not every computer program deals with pages. So those are the number keys, 1 through 9. 4, 5, 6 is left arrow and say character and right arrow, or I should say prayer character, say character, next character. The 2 is next line. The 8 is prior line. The 7 is home. The 1 is end. The 9 is page up, and the 3 is page down. It's important to get a good grasp on that, because those locations are key, very important. On the bottom row, that key that gives you the position.
Position of active cursor, JAWS, PC.
That is the period, or also the delete key. And the insert key is an insert or a zero. And you press that and it doesn't say anything. Let me see. Oh, period delete. It's a period, or a decimal point actually, when numlock is on. And it's a delete when numlock is off. However, when JAWS is loaded, it becomes the position key. And so there are ways to get back to delete and or period, even when JAWS is loaded. Okay, now there's a few other keys on your keyboard, on your keypad, usually your speech pad or numeric pad. One very important one, of course, is that enter key, which might be at the bottom left corner of your keypad. On most 101 key keyboards, just above the enter is the plus key. Now if you press that,
PC cursor on.
It says PC cursor on. That turns on the PC cursor. JAWS has two cursors. So if the plus is the PC cursor, where do you think the JAWS cursor is? Well, it's on the minus, which is usually just above the plus.
JAWS focus on, JAWS cursor on.
That's a little confusing there. Let me change that.
Smart focus. JAWS focus on, JAWS cursor on.
I have help mode on, so it's telling me both functions of this key. Let me turn help mode off for just a minute.
Help mode off, JAWS cursor on. JAWS cursor on.
When I press the minus key, it should just say JAWS, well, it should say what it did say, which is both functions. But what I'm trying to cover right now, I wanted to just say JAWS cursor key. So the minus key is the JAWS cursor key, and the plus key is the PC cursor key. And we'll explain more about that cursor stuff a little bit later. Okay, now also on the top row, well, that minus key usually is at the top right corner of the numeric pad. Also on that top row of the numeric pad, you may have some other keys. You may have the escape key. You may have the numlock key. You may have an asterisk or a slash. Now the asterisk and slash will say color bar and smart focus when JAWS is loaded, if you press them. For now, though, let's not concern ourselves with those keys. That's the smart screens feature of JAWS. What's important now is to figure out where these keys are, get used to hitting them or, you know, pressing them, you know, going to them with confidence and authority and just pressing them to get JAWS to do what you want to do. Because the first thing we want to learn in JAWS is how to read around the screen. And that's what we'll be using those keys for. Okay, I'm going to put a beep on the tape. Now we're into the second section, and we're going to use those keys that we learned in the first section to actually read around the screen, kind of get down to the what we're really here for. We want to be able to read what comes up on the computer's screen. So I'm going to go to my letter keys.
Enter. Bad command or file name. C colon. Backslash JAWS greater.
And I hit enter. Now, I've turned help mode off. And so if you haven't done that yet, please do that. That's an insert 1 on the numbers row. Hold down the insert key, which is the bottom left corner of the numeric pad. And hit the 1 on the numbers row, which is above your letter keys. Now, remember, if you hit a few incorrect keys, that's okay. It's not going to hurt anything at this point. So just press the, if you're in the vicinity, press the keys until you get to the right one and turn help mode off. Okay, now I'm going to type something in on the screen, get some information up here, and then we'll read it. Now, I don't want to jump ahead of you because I am going to use the letter keys and the return key. But, it's important, I think. It would be very helpful if you knew how to type. Now, if you don't worry, because it's very easy to learn how to type with JAWS because you get that immediate feedback. Trying to learn on a typewriter is really tough because you don't know for sure which key you're hitting. But JAWS will tell you right away which one it is. If you're not familiar with it, you might find the letter keys on your keyboard and put your index fingers on the F and the J.
F, J.
You can press them and it'll tell you which they are.
F, J.
And that kind of centers you. That's the home keys, of course. And from there, you should be able to find the other keys that you need. Now, a very important key is the backspace, because that's how you erase a mistake. So usually it's up to the top right of your letter keys.
J, F, J, F, greater, greater, greater.
And I'm hitting backspace, and it says the character that it deletes when you hit the backspace key. And
greater, greater.
Now mine's saying greater because up on the screen I have a prompt, which is the DOS prompt. It says
blank.
Oops.
PC cursor on C colon backslash JAWS greater.
C colon backslash JAWS greater. So you should have something like that on your screen. But that's not important as long as you got that greater sign there. And the reason it says greater when you hit the backspace is because it's looking to the left of where it is and it says that character. Then it does a backspace. This is JAWS now. When I hit the backspace key, it looks to the left, sees the character, speaks it, and then lets the computer move left and wipe it out. And in this case, the computer's not moving left anymore.
Greater, greater.
Did for a while there, but now it's not, and that's just the way computers work. And JAWS keeps saying greater. So, find the home row keys, find your backspace key, and you'll also want your backslash key. Now my computer.
Enter. C colon. Backslash JAWS greater. Backslash.
On my computer, the backslash is just above the enter key. Now I've got my fingers on the F and the J. It's important to be in the typing position when you find that backslash because it's always used, you know, for when you enter data. So on mine, it's just above the enter key. On some computers, it's below the enter key. On some, it's to the left of the backspace key. On mine, the backspace is just above the backslash, which is just above the enter. On yours, you kind of fish around for it till you find it, because we're going to use it. Now, also that escape key I mentioned, which is in the top left corner of your keyboard usually, and sometimes the top left corner of your numeric pad, that's an excellent key for clearing any mistakes.
Escape, backslash.
Hit escape. And then it says backslash, because that happens to be the character that DOS puts up on the screen. Escape key, if you type in some junk and you just want to clear it out, you can hit the escape key. Right now, we want to get a file up on the screen. And that file is in the JAWS subdirectory. I've installed my JAWS version into the JAWS subdirectory. And maybe you have, maybe you haven't. It's important. It'd be helpful if you knew where your JAWS was installed, because that's the subdirectory we want to go to, or change directories to. So I'm going to type in CD, that stands for change directory.
CD.
And then a backslash.
Backslash.
And then the name of the subdirectory where JAWS is. In this, in my case, it's JAWS.
JAWS.
And I'll hit enter.
Enter, C colon, backslash JAWS greater.
And mine says C colon, backslash JAWS greater. Yours may say something different if you're in a different subdirectory. Or you may not have the subdirectory name up there on the prompt at all, depending on how your system is configured. And that's okay. I just find it very helpful to have the prompt include the subdirectory name. In our DOS training tapes, we cover how to do that. Okay, now that we're in the JAWS subdirectory, I'm going to type a file to the screen. The word type, I use that because that's actually the command to put it up on the screen. So I'm going to enter the word type, T-Y-P-E.
T-Y-P-E.
And then a space.
Space.
And now the name of the file that I want up on the screen. Now, we have a part of the Constitution that we're going to use for a sample. And it's a file named constit.txt. DOS limits you to 8 characters per file name, so I can't use constitution.txt, so I had to shorten it. So I'm going to type in constit.
C-O-N-S-T-I-T.
And then a period.
Period.
And then txt.
T-X-T.
That's short for text. And then I'll hit, well, what I have up there now is type space constit.txt. And I'll hit enter.
Enter. Constitution of the United States, we the people of the United States, comma, in order to form a more perfect union, comma, establish justice, comma, ensure domestic tranquility, comma, provide for the common defense, comma, promote the general welfare, comma, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, comma, to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America, period. Article 1, period. Section 1, period. All legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, comma, which shall consist of a Senate and House of Representatives, period. Section 2, period. The House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states, comma, and the electors in each state shall have the qualifications requisite for electors of the most numerous branch of the state legislature, period. No person shall be a representative who shall not have attained to the age of 25 years, comma, and been 7 years a citizen of the United States, comma, and who shall not, comma, when elected, comma, be, C colon, backslash JAWS greater.
So put up just one screen, about 24 lines, I think, and then at the very end you heard the DOS prompt again. Now you also heard the commas and the periods and things like that, and it sounded kind of funny. It sounded like it was pausing at the wrong time. And that's just because of the way we have JAWS set up right now as a default. We can adjust JAWS so that it looks at the actual sentence structure and reads it more naturally. But that's not the point of this lesson at the moment. Now we have some data up on the screen. We want to go back and read it. Well, I can just hit the up arrow.
C colon, backslash JAWS greater.
But I heard a beep from my computer, and it read the prompt. Up arrow again.
C colon, backslash JAWS greater.
Down arrow.
C colon, backslash JAWS greater.
That's because DOS, the disk operating system, is not letting the cursor move up or down. And so that's a real problem. If all you had was the PC cursor. We call that the PC cursor. That's the cursor that the computer has control over, or in this case, yeah, the computer, the disk operating system. It doesn't let you move the cursor up or down to read with. You see, the computer kind of assumes that everybody can see the screen, and your eyes are not limited to where the cursor is. And the computer wasn't designed to use the cursor as a pointer for reading. Well, that's why we designed the JAWS cursor. It's a pointer for reading. And I'll turn on the JAWS cursor by hitting that minus key on the numeric pad. Remember, that was usually in the top right corner of your numeric pad.
JAWS cursor on.
So we have two cursors, the PC cursor and the JAWS cursor. Now I just turned the JAWS cursor on. And that also turned off the PC cursor. If I turn the PC cursor on,
PC cursor on,
it automatically turns off the JAWS cursor.
JAWS cursor on.
So I'll go back to the JAWS cursor. Now these arrow keys on the numeric pad are going to read around, or going to move, or shall I say, yeah, they're going to move the JAWS cursor and not the PC cursor. Well, before we tried it, and they couldn't move the PC cursor. We hit a key. When you hit a key, you're really just telling the computer what you want. You say, hey, I want to move up. The computer looks at that command and decides whether it wants to do it or not. And so it would not do it with the PC cursor. But in the case of the JAWS cursor, we have in effect given JAWS control over the cursor and not the computer, or not the disk operating system or the application program. JAWS has control over the JAWS cursor. And so now if I hit the up arrow,
Constitution of the United States,
it's going to go up. Well, actually, it didn't go up. It was already at the top of the screen. That's why I heard a little beep. Now, you may not hear my computer beeping on the tape. That's just because we try to keep the computer away from the microphone so you don't get all that fan noise. But I heard a sharp little beep because that just indicates to me that I'm already at the top of the screen. I can't go up any further. And then it went ahead and read the information that's at the top of the screen because it kind of figured by hitting that key, I wanted to hear something. So instead of just one piece of information, it gave me two. The beep indicated that I'm already at the top of the screen, and then it read the line that is there. So it said Constitution of the United States. So now I can hit the down arrow, which is below the 5, remember? I got my index finger on the 5 on the numeric pad. And I can hit the 2, which is just below the 5, and that's the down arrow key.
Blank.
And there's a blank line, separating the title from the rest of the text. I hit down arrow again.
We the people of the United States, comma, in order to form a more.
Hit down arrow again.
Perfect union, comma, establish justice, comma, ensure domestic tranquility, comma, provide for the common defense, comma, promote the general welfare, comma, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, comma, to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America, period.
Now I'm purposely hitting the keys hard because I think you can hear that on the tape, and that will kind of give you a sense that I am hitting the keys and we're getting a reaction from JAWS. All right, let's hit the page up key, which remember is just above the 6, which is up and to the right of the 5.
Page up.
Now in this case, what that did was that took us back up to line 1. Well, let's check that. Remember the key that gives us the position of the cursor? Well, that's in the bottom, just bottom row of the numeric pad, just to the right of the insert key.
Row 1, column 1, JAWS.
Row 1, column 1, JAWS. The reason it's saying JAWS at the end there is it's telling me which cursor is turned on. It's telling me the position of the cursor and which cursor it's talking about. If I turn on the PC cursor,
PC cursor on, row 25, column 9, PC.
It tells me, the last thing it says is PC, that's the one that's on, and of course it gives me different coordinates.
JAWS cursor on.
Let's go back to that JAWS cursor. Row 1, column 1. I'll hit the 5 on the numeric pad.
C.
C, that's the C in Constitution, and it's a slightly higher pitch because it's uppercase.
O.
To the right of that.
N, S, T, I, T, U.
I'm reading through the word Constitution.
T, I, O, N, space.
Now let's go to the left, with the left arrow, which is to the left of the 5.
N, O, I, T, U, T, I, T, S, N, O, C.
Now just before it said that C, I heard it beep. That beep indicates to me I'm in column 1. If I hit the key one more time, that left arrow key again, it's going to try and wrap around to the previous line.
C, 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 C.
Well, it ain't moving simply because there is no previous line. I'm already at the top of the screen. And it's beeping to let me know that. Okay, so I can read right and left, character at a time, that's cool. I can read up and down, a line at a time, that's great. But there's more things to it. You really want to read, most people, lots of people, read a word at a time. Characters are fine if you want to know how something is spelled, but in many cases you'll want to read a word at a time. So, we need to figure out how to do that. Remember that insert key in the bottom left corner of the numeric pad? That changes the function of other keys on the keyboard. Now remember, the keyboard only has so many keys. And when you add a speech program like JAWS, you need extra keys to get it to do the things that you want it to do, to get these extra functions in there. Believe it or not, many computers don't offer a say word feature. That's because they're used by sighted people and they can just look at the word. So we have to give it a say word key. We give it a say word feature, but then we have to have a key in order to perform that feature or that function. So if we assign a key to that function, then we have to take it away from something else. So that's a common problem too. That's called a conflict, a key conflict. If we decide that saying a word is more important than the letter A, for example, we could put the say word key on the letter A, and we'd be pretty happy, except all the letters you wrote would look pretty funny. Now there's another way to do it, and that's why we came up with this insert key, or the special JAWS key. If I hold that down, and then hit the A, I can have a totally new function there. And I can still get the A by not using the insert key. Well, in the case of the numeric pad, the 5 already has a function. It says the character I'm on. Now, if I want it to say the word also, I just hold down that insert key and hit the 5.
Constitution.
It says the whole word. Now, the neat thing about the numeric pad, that that insert key is right at the bottom left corner, so I can actually hold that down with my thumb of my right hand, and with the index finger of my right hand.
Constitution.
It's an easy combination of keys to press, and it reads the word.
Constitution.
Now, I realize that a lot of people out there actually can't do that. A couple of people I deal with regularly talking about things JAWS does and how to make it do it better and whatnot don't even have a right hand. So I am speaking, of course,
Constitution.
To, let's say, the easiest way to do it. And if that's not easy for you, there's other ways to reconfigure JAWS to move these keys around on the keyboard, which is what some of my friends have done, to get those functions accessible to that person. Now I do have a right hand, so I'm just going to hold down the insert key with my thumb and hit the 5
Constitution.
On the numeric pad. Now that's fine, I'm reading a word.
Constitution.
By the way, we designed it this way because it is a very easy and convenient keyboard layout. That's the point I was trying to make about if it's not easy and convenient for you, you can move those keys somewhere else. And as you get into some of the more advanced JAWS features, you can see how to do that with a macro duplicate function. Or, there's explanations in the manual and on the training tapes, and of course you can call our tech support. So, to speak the word, do an insert 5.
Constitution.
Now, to get to the next word, I can hit that 6 key.
Open space O.
Over to the O, and then do a say word. Of
F space T.
Now I'm on the T. Do a say word.
United.
That's a pretty clumsy way to do it. Moving over character time and then saying the words. What we really want there is a say the next word feature. Well, excuse me. If the 5 by itself says the character and the insert 5 says the word, the 6 by itself says the next character. What do you think would say the next word? Well, that's an insert 6, of course.
States.
So by holding down that insert key and hitting the 6, which is just to the right of the 5, it'll go to the next word and speak it. And actually moves the cursor over there, too. And I'm sure you're ahead of me now. And insert 4 moves to the left a word and speaks it.
United. The. Of. Constitution.
So those three keys are very important there, the 4, 5, and 6. They say the previous character, say the current character, say the next character. Or, if you hold down the insert key, they say the previous word, say the current word, and say the next word.
Constitution of the United States. Space.
Now, I was on states and hit one more time, and it went to... I heard it beep, which means I'm at the end of the line. And also put the cursor just to the right of the last non-blank character. And sometimes that's important to know just where it ends up. So now if I hit insert 6 again,
space,
it wraps around to the next line. I'm on line 2 now. If I hit insert 6 again,
space,
it beeps, let me know it's going to wrap again. I hit it one more time.
Space.
And I get to a space on line 3. But there should be some text there. Well, what it did was it went to column 1 of line 3, and it said space, because that line is indented, because it's the beginning of a paragraph. So if I hit insert 6 again,
we, the, people.
And then we get to the start of the preamble. So using those keys, those word keys, really gives you a sense of how the text is formatted also, you know, the layout on the screen. Now, I can read through here word at a time, which is pretty neat. But let's say I want to read the whole line. Well, I can hit a down arrow.
Perfect union, comma, establish justice,
and an up arrow.
With the people of the United States, comma, in order to form a war.
But that's moving the cursor, and that's kind of, it takes two keystrokes, and it's kind of clumsy and stuff. So what we really want is to be able to read the line we're on without moving. So if we read the word we were on without moving with an insert 5, it makes some sense to use an insert 8, which is the up arrow, to read the line we're on without moving. I say some sense because really if an 8 is up arrow and a 2 is a down arrow, you know, prior line, next line, you'd think that the 5 would be say line, say the current line. That makes real good sense, but we've already used the 5 for a say character. So we had to think of something different. So an up arrow reads the previous line, and an insert up arrow reads the current line.
With the people of the United States, comma, in order to form a war.
Reads the current line without moving. Doesn't move the cursor up and down, and it does not move the cursor left and right either. I know sometimes it's just logical to think of, as you hear the words being spoken, you think visually the cursor is moving along those words. Well, in this case, it is not. Cursor stays right where it is. It just knows where the beginning line is, where the end of line is. It, meaning JAWS, knows. And we just go to the beginning line and grab all the data that's there, all the way to the end of the line, and we speak that whole thing. The cursor did not move. And that's really handy, actually, because every time you read the whole line, let's say you go to let's say you're searching for a word, you go to the middle of the line and you're there, then you speak the whole line. If it zoomed the cursor to the beginning or the end of the line, it would move you off of the word that you were looking for. So it's more convenient to have the cursor stay just where it is and not move. Now we've come to the end of side one of this basic training tape. Let me put a beep on the tape. This is the side one of the JAWS version 2.3 basic training tape number 1. You can flip the tape over at this time.